My guest this Thursday afternoon is Councillor David Powell. David, good afternoon. It's brilliant to have you here with us on Suzy Radio.
Good afternoon, David. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm sure you won't mind me mentioning, for starters, that you're approaching the conclusion of your eighth decade, but you do still have a day job. So tell us a little bit about your work as a borough and as a town councillor.
Well, I've been a town councillor for 8 years and a borough councillor for the last 2 years, and I do a lot of environmental work in my spare time, working on the River Mole and other environmental projects.
You must have had some fun and games in the winter with the flooding.
Yes, and part of the flooding has been an invasive plant called Himalayan balsam that has completely blocked the River Mole Valley. It dies down in the winter to nothing. It squeezes out all of the plant life and roots. And then we've had 3 collapses of the riverbank as a result of this pesky weed. So for the last 2 years, I've been spraying it, pulling it up to get rid of it so that we can avoid these bank collapses as a result of it. And people can now see the river.
Tell me very briefly about the difference in function between the borough council and the town council.
The borough council holds all the purse strings and makes an allocation of funding to the town councillor, and the town councillor spends its money as it thinks best to provide good services to the people in the town, and we know what the town needs.
Of course, we're not here to talk about local politics this afternoon, because you've recently broken a world record in an absolutely staggering discipline. Tell us what that record is.
Well, the record's a bit ridiculous, really. How it started, the back end of last year, I was looking towards 2014, which is a centenary of the First World War. And this year is also the 70th anniversary of losing my father in the Second World War at Cassino. And I wanted to raise money for the British Legion, and I wanted to do something a bit exciting. And I read in the press about this place in Memphis, near Memphis, West Tennessee, that has a license to lay on tandem free falls from 30,000 feet with oxygen. I thought that sounds right up my street, because last year I did a 15,000 feet jump, which I thought was a bit tame. I enjoyed it. So I laid out £2,500 to fund the plane, the pilot, the instructor, etc. And I set a target to raise £5,000 for the Royal British Legion. Mid-June, I flew to the States to my son, where he lives in Chicago. We drove to Memphis. I had a training day and an assessment day by this ex-Green Beret specialist that specializes in and has the license to this to do this jump. And I passed through, I jumped through all the hoops, and on the 16th of June we got in this tiny aeroplane. It belonged to Hank Williams, the famous country and western singer. We got his initials on the plane. It took us ages to climb up to 30,000 feet. And when I looked out the door, I could see the curve of the planet.
Tell us now, if you'd already done this 15,000-foot jump, well, that presumably was in this country, was it?
Yes.
Was there any other preparation prior to this trip to the States?
I did a lot of flexibility training, yoga and Pilates, because coming in heavy, I didn't want to break my body in any way, so I was preparing for it from Christmas time. Just after Christmas, I was doing regular exercises, and so I got my body in shape and I got my mind in shape. And I was, for weeks before, I drove my wife mad getting up in the morning just looking forward towards jumping out that door. And when I jumped out that door, it was the most wonderful feeling. Falling at 300 miles an hour was absolutely awesome. It shook the hell out of my body, but it was wonderful. And I had a pretty soft landing too.
Had you had any experience of this sort of thing when you were a serviceman yourself?
In 1971, I was stationed in Germany, and I was in the Royal Military Police, and they was looking for a Royal Military Police Sergeant Major to do his parachute wings to be the para-prevost Sergeant Major at 16th Independent Parachute Brigade. So at the age of 36, I went off on a para course with 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds, which was a bit bizarre, but I was pretty fit. And just prior to going to Abingdon to do the balloon jump, I pulled my Achilles tendon and I was limping for 12 months. So I didn't actually do a parachute jump. So it came round many years later to do what I wanted to do.
That's a bit like me with the radio, David, at the moment. There you are. You've described briefly the sensation of jumping and of landing. In spite of all your preparation, are there still butterflies at 30,000 feet with an open hatch?
No, honestly, none whatsoever. I'd so look forward to it. I couldn't wait to dive out that door, which I did. I dived out as if I was diving into the swimming pool, and I found myself coming down head first, and I thought, how are we going to get out of this? But we did. We came out horizontal and landed pretty good.
And do you land in a shoulder roll or a somersault or on your feet, or what happens?
You come in on your butt. One of the assessments I had to do in the training day was I had to touch my chin with my knees, because if you don't get your legs up, you're going to break them when you come in on your butt. So I passed with flying colours.
Now, just remind us exactly what the world record is that you now hold.
It's age-related, David. In 2012, a guy named Roy Woodward from Essex, he broke the world record at the age of 70, and I broke Roy's record this year, 8 years later.
Plans now. You can't stop there.
No. I've got to get my wife's permission. I think I may have that. When I'm 80, in 18 months' time, for my 80th birthday, I'm going to do the same jump again at night time.
That sounds incredibly exciting. Do you get a flare path or something for the purpose? Do they light a torch for you?
It'll be on a moonlit night.
When you do that? Oh, well, yes, that's just as well, weather permitting, of course. Well, that's exciting. Any other related projects in the pipeline, or is that going to be enough?
That'll do for starters, David.
Jolly good. And tell us about how the fundraising has gone. Did you hit your target?
I went way beyond that, thanks to the generosity of many people, including my fellow borough councillors and town councillors. I raised £8,000, £3,000 above my target. Dame Judy Dench sponsored me for £500. That blew me away. I went on my Computer Just Giving page one Saturday morning just to check if anybody had put some money in. Dame Judy Dench appeared. It absolutely blew me away.
Would you say, this is a bit of an unfair question, but would you say that any of the gold dust of fame has rubbed off on you since this wonderful achievement?
Funnily enough, you walk round town and people recognise you, and they speak to you in the supermarket and stop you in the street. And I've been stopped in the street just from seeing my face in the paper and being given a donation.
Speaking of donations, is there still an open channel for our listeners to donate if they wish to?
Yes, it's www.justgiving.com/David-Percy-Powell-RMP.
Now, I know that you've picked a couple of songs, as we traditionally ask our tea break guests to do. Tell us about the first. Tell us about the animals, and in particular, why this song has got such a resonance for you.
From 1967 to 1970, I spent 2.5 years in Vietnam commanding a security detachment on the British Embassy to stop Viet Cong blowing the embassy up. There was myself, a sergeant, 2 Royal Military Police corporals and 6 Gurkhas. And we mixed a lot with the US forces over there, and we had the US forces radio, and this was played to death. Yeah. Got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do.
And the second song, I believe, is for your good lady wife.
Oh, she loves Elvis. And this one will really please her.
Councillor David Powell, it's been an absolute delight to have you as our guest on this Thursday afternoon's Tea Break at Susie Radio.